Krishna, 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 Krishna.
The following is a class on the introduction to speaking about Varnashrama book given by His Holiness R.P. Bhakti Raghav Swami Maharaj, recorded on March 22, 2020 in Hebri, India.
Hare Krishna. So today being Sunday, we are beginning what should become a regular practice on Sundays, hearing from the book, newly printed book actually. We have recently printed actually 3,000 copies, hardbound, so that actually every temple should have one of these books, at least one, as part of their library. And whenever, at least on some regular basis, temples should, the devotees should get to hear what Srila Prabhupada is speaking about and what he means by varnashrama, varnashrama dharma. So all of the many of the important quotes are in this book, which was, that goes back in 1996. What was special about 1996?
Centennial, sir.
Huh? Who's centennial?
Scott.
Yes, there must have been many centennial celebrations that year, but for us it was Srila Prabhupada's centennial. Prabhupada appeared in 1896, so 1996. At that time, the GVC body had commissioned a group of devotees to do some research on the topic of community development. That was actually the topic. Devotees went about to do their research, and as it is explained in the book, in the introduction, we will begin with the introduction today. The group of devotees assigned to do this research felt that we cannot deal with the subject matter of community development unless we talk about varnashram, because varnashram means community. Varnashram means that ideal God-given social structure which is based on four varnas, social occupation, and four varnas, spiritual occupations within society. So in this way, this book came to light way back in 1996, but it's still relatively unknown to many devotees, and therefore actually each devotee should have a copy of this book, but at least each temple can begin with each temple, and then devotees can become inspired and get their own copies. This was compiled out of the committee members. They chose one devotee, Her Grace Hare Krishna Devi Dasi, to compile the book. This was printed actually through the Bhaktivedanta archives many years ago, and then some years back we contacted the Bhaktivedanta archives and spoke with BBT also here in India. Our ministry is Kandaiva Varnashram Ministry of India felt that this book was very important, and therefore we ordered all of the books that were at that time in the Bhaktivinoda archives in America. I need something that is like a piece of paper, cardboard. Whoops, okay, this came. It'll be all right, it's fine, yeah. So there's the preface by the editors of the book, and yes, so we'll start with this. In December 1992, okay, so it started way back there, ISKCON's governing body commission established correspondence resolution number 9, creating a farm research committee, to research Prabhupada's instructions on farming and rural community development. The committee realized that to research instructions on community development meant to research Prabhupada's instructions on social development. To research instructions on social development meant, in turn, to research Prabhupada's instructions on Varnashrama Dharma. Thus, the current work was assembled. So it goes back to 1992. The committee's goal in creating this work has been to provide a systematically organized reference and resource for devotees of the Hare Krishna movement, from temple presidents and rural project leaders to farmers, rural community members and gurukula and upper level teachers and their students, and especially to provide guidance for the leaders of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON, as they seek to carry out the instructions of ISKCON's founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, in his mission of helping create a society dedicated to the loving service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. So, as mentioned in the paragraph, the book is meant to be read and studied by actually everyone within the society, from farmers, those who are actually in rural projects, to temple presidents. Temple presidents means in our city temples, and those who are also in charge of rural projects, as here at Sayadri Sri Krishna Balaram Kshetra. So that's why it's important that at least very minimum one copy in every temple should be there and made available, and the leadership in each temple should see that devotees get an opportunity to hear what Srila Prabhupada instructed in this respect. And just continuing here with the preface, this was compiled by those who are who were assigned this research. In addition, we want to provide an authoritative source for scholars who in the near future are sure to become increasingly interested in Prabhupada's teachings on how to organize a peaceful, productive, God-centered society. P. people in the world, leaders in the world, and whether it's political leaders or those who are teachers are actually leaders. Brahmanas are meant to be the natural leaders in society. Therefore, those who are officially designated as teachers. So this subject matter is very important for them. There are many people in the world who are understanding over the last 50 years or more. We have introduced so many different ways of trying to organize society, none of which have given the desired result. Such researchers should know that the Krishna consciousness movement is founded on the scriptural principle propagated in the recent age by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that the Lord in his full potency is present in his names such as Allah, Jehovah, Govinda, and many other transcendental names, of which the names Krishna and Rama are prominent. The potency of the name of God is recognized in all religions around the world. According to India's ancient Vedic scriptures such as the Agni Purana and Brihannaradya Purana 38.126, the most potent means of deliverance from illusion and material misery in the current age is to chant the names of God. The Hare Krishna Mahamantra is specifically mentioned in many places, such as the Kali Santarana Upanishad, for example, which states, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Iti Shodashakam Nam Nam Kali Kalmasa Nashanam Nata Parataropayam Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate. Translation: after searching through all the Vedic literatures, one cannot find a method of religion more sublime for this age than the chanting of Hare Krishna. Of course, it's important to mention this, and I comment in this context. Even though this method of spiritual advancement appears easy to adopt, it was Prabhupada's realization that most people are so caught up in the illusory activities of the modern world that they are not able to directly avail themselves of the opportunity. Therefore, following in the footsteps of his spiritual predecessors in the Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya line of disciplic succession, he presented the system of Varnashrama Dharma, also known as Daiva Varnashrama, to pave the way for spiritual progress by creating an environment in which chanting Hare Krishna and engaging in devotional service to the Lord would become easy and satisfying for everyone, even those coming from the lowest and least spiritually inclined segments of the population. So the point being made here is that, of course, for devotees, anyone who's a devotee, chanting Hare Krishna is like a daily activity. It's one of the basic vows we take at the time of initiation, and even before initiation, we because that is the standard process, and we come to know very quickly that this is the most effective and powerful way to become purified and to make advancement in spiritual life. The point being made here that those who are not devotees, which is the vast majority of people, those who are not connected with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, is very difficult because of being caught up, you know, in material activities. Modern day society is so very strongly inviting people to be pursuing material objectives in life, whole modern day industrialized civilization is very much caught up in this whole economic development pursuit, that people have no time, actually. Even our devotees, even our own devotees, have a hard time to generate Krishna, which to speak of people who are not committed. So the point being made here, that Srila Prabhupada, knowing and understanding the situation, that Krishna consciousness is not only meant for those who join the movement, those who become initiated as devotees, but the benefit of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, the benefit of the Sankirtan movement, is meant to bring everyone within society. And the simple way to prepare the ground, so to speak, and to favor such activity of chanting the holy name is to introduce lifestyle that comes, or that is embedded, so to speak, the lifestyle that is embedded within the varnashrama system, which is, we will see in the pages to come, promoting, emphasizing, especially the mode of goodness, which is the opposite of what is happening in modern day situation. The ever-increasing urbanization that we are seeing in the world today is rather facilitating people to be more caught up in Rajagun and Tamagun. Cities are, especially modern day cities of the 21st century, are deeply influenced by the mode of passion and ignorance. Whereas in Varnashrama Dharma, where the lifestyle is meant to be more within a village, rural setting, where it is therefore more conducive to develop the mode of goodness. And continuing here in the preface, the present volume is intended to be the first of a series presenting Prabhupada's instructions on varnashrama and rural community development. Unfortunately, although this was written quite some years back, there have not been, they have not yet come to light other series, other volumes. The series is planned to be organized as follows. Volume 1, Conversations and Lectures, which is the book we have now. Volume 2, Varnashrama Fundamentals, Brahmanas and Kshatriyas, including discussion on occupational training, land distribution and taxation. Volume 3, Vaishyas and Shudras, including discussions on farming, cow protection, economics. Volume 4, Brahmacharis and Grihasas, including discussion on the role of women and children. Volume 5, Vanaprastas and Sannyasis. Volume 5 will also include a glossary and comprehensive index. So all of these different topics are spoken about by Srila Prabhupada in his books, in his conversations, in his lectures, etc. The editors of this series encourage devotees who may have had personal exchanges and letters from Prabhupada related to these topics to contact us so that we may include that information in our presentation. Prabhupada often would give some either specific or general instruction when writing to, when answering letters to some of his disciples. So they're just making the point that if you have such kind of letter from Srila Prabhupada, to share it. Yeah. We want to stress that this volume has been edited to maintain focus on the subject of the book. Scholars doing research may wish to contact the Bhaktivedanta archives for original sources. Yes. Many devotees and friends of the devotees have helped bring this presentation of Prabhupada's Varnashrama message to Fruition. They have provided funding, encouragement, and fruition, and leads to valuable information and letters, in letters, discussions, email message, and phone conversation. We want to express our thanks to all those who have done so much to help us in our work, with special thanks to the following individuals. Ambarish Das has magnanimously provided principal funding for the project. Other benefactors include Bhakti Tirtha Swami, Advaita Chandra Das, Braja Vadu Devi Dasi, Hare Krishna Dasi's parents, Mr. and Mrs. John Traub, Linda Lara Cuente, Wallace Dorian, Douglas Bunwick, and the late Karenli Campbell. Credit also goes to Naveen Krishna Das for helping us with funding matters. We are greatly indebted to all those devotees who have invested so much hard work and love to develop ISKCON's many farm communities over the years. The very first farming community being in New Vrindavan in North Pennsylvania, North America, from 1968, I believe. Their dedication is an important inspiration for the present work. To help, the help of several of those devotees deserves special mention. And so some of them are mentioned here. Laguri Das, the lead ox man from Australia's New Govardhan Farm, collaborated on much of the preliminary research of Prabhupada's books. ISKCON's Minister for Cow Protection and Agriculture at that time, Balabhadra Das, who is now retired, and his wife Chaya Devi Dasi, have been constant and enthusiastic supporters of the project. Vyapaka Das, the co-director of the Hare Krishna Rural Life, there used to be a magazine co-edited by Hare Krishna Dasi and Vyapaka Prabhu, provided encouragement and leads to important quotes. Our neighbors, Bhakta Bab Swet and his wife, Bhaktin Velma, have inspired us with their efforts to develop Krishna conscious farming in Maine, one of the states in the U.S. We also thank the ISKCON Commission for Social Development. Other devotees and friends have helped give us the perspective that helped us notice important points that Prabhupada makes in his writings and talks, as well as friendship and intellectual critique. Jai Lalita Devi Dasi and Vishaka Devi Dasi gave us many insights on Prabhupada's economic and social thought. June and David Vail provided constant encouragement for this project, as did Paul Sarvis and Gynet Jones, Hare Krishna Dasi's professors at Bowdoin College, were supportive of her explorative comparisons of Prabhupada's socio-economic perspective with other modern thinkers. Special thanks go to John Fitzgerald, Daniel Rosides, Robert McIntyre, John Holt, and Jonathan Goldstein for their kindness in his regard, in this regard. So many people we can see just by hearing these different names and references. Many people were involved in bringing this work We want to thank the staff of Back to Godhead magazine for their support and for acting as a proving ground for much of this research over the past few years. In particular, our thanks go to Jayadvaita Swami, Nagaraj Das, and Jamaraj Das for their support and guidance. Our publishers, the Bhaktivedanta Archives, they're the ones that bring out, have been compiling and publishing over the many years, all of Prabhupada's books, letters, conversations, etc. So the Bhaktivedanta Archives provided endless patience and assistance in all the technical matters of producing the book, as well as good-humored hospitality and tasty prasadam. In particular, we want to thank Ranajit Das, Dula Chandra Das, and Ekanath Das for their good cheer and valuable support. We have an unrepayable debt to all the devotees who worked to transcribe all Prabhupada's works for the Bhaktivedanta Veda base. We also thank all the devotees of Prabhupada Village in Sandy Ridge. This is one of the communities in North America that is in Sandy Ridge, North Carolina. That's where the Bhaktivedanta Archives actually is located. Bhaktivedanta Archives was established to actually especially protect the writings of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada and to make them available as widely as possible. We want to thank them for their kindness and support for the project, with a special thanks to Harakanta Devi Dasi and her family for their generous hospitality to Hare Krishna Dasi during the book's editing sessions. We owe a great debt of gratitude to Paramananda Das Iskan's first Minister of Agriculture for the original inspiration to research Prabhupada's instructions on farming and varnashrama. We first heard excerpts from many of the conversations of this volume in his Srimad Bhagavatam classes. We want to thank Sureshwar Das's wife, Katyayani Devi Dasi, and their daughter Radhika Chandra Devi Dasi for their support and encouragement. And we also thank Hare Krishna Dasi's husband, Stefan Petrov, and their children, Maharani Devi Dasi and Astotara Satta Das, for years of indispensable patience and sacrifice, loving assistance, and enthusiasm for our work in presenting Prabhupada's message. So just concluding on here. Before concluding this abbreviated list of those who are we are indebted to, in the spirit of Varnashram appreciation, we want to take the opportunity to thank all the engineers and assembly workers, other people involved here, of Grundig, Uber, and Sony companies who worked to create the tape recorders used to record Prabhupada's priceless books and his lectures and conversations, making them all available to us. Without this unknowing devotional service on their part, the world would be much, much poorer. Certainly, this is an example of what we mean by Varnashrama cooperation. Even those who have a very humble occupation can serve the Lord because they provide indispensable help to those who have spiritual knowledge that can benefit the whole human society. It means when there is proper understanding of Varnashrama concept, every single member in society or within any community has a role to play and can benefit in so many ways. And finally, our greatest debt is to our founder Acharya and spiritual master Prabhupada himself for his great compassion in working to pave the way to make it easy for all of us to go back home, back to Godhead. So this is the preface of the book. There is also an introduction, which we will look at, and then the work, just to close on this, the work is then divided in altogether some 43 sections, each of them making up a particular chapter, and it's also organized chronologically, beginning from 1968 in Montreal, where Prabhupada spoke on the subject matter. So we've mentioned this often, that Srila Prabhupada wanted that every single temple actually establish, not only just be reading once a week, which is like really the minimum, but Srila Prabhupada wanted that every ISKCON center, every ISKCON temple, either in the city or in the rural area, establish a Varnashram college. We will understand, as we will read and hear from various chapters, why Srila Prabhupada wanted that such a Varnashram college be established, and hopefully whenever we will be hearing or having these classes, it can help the devotees to be more clear as to why Srila Prabhupada so often spoke on the subject matter, and how especially we can apply it in our respective situations, either in the city temple or as we are here at Sahyadri Sri Krishna Balaram Kshetra. Any comments or questions on what we have read or related to that? Yes.
Yes, Maharaj. Is this literature available for purchase here?
Whether this book is available for purchasing? Yes. That's why we printed 3,000 copies. We don't yet have 3,000 ISKCON temples. If we had 3,000 ISKCON temples, it would not be so easily available. But so we have received some copies here, and actually, as we mentioned earlier, every ISKCON temple should have at least one copy. very important. Yeah, we hope very much that temple presidents around the world will hear this message and make it easy for devotees within their temples and devotees in their congregation also to hear these most important instructions given by our founder, Acharya. Any other? Yes?
So, naturally, I was wondering what happened to this committee and the rest of the volumes.
So the question is, what happened to the rest of this committee and to the other volumes? One of the devotees also mentioned here in the introduction, Sureshwar Prabhu, Prabhupada disciple, has for many years, and I believe still continues, to travel and makes presentation, especially on the he has a series of seminars centered on the role, special role of Srila Prabhupada as a founder acharya, and in his series of seminars that maybe are presented over a course of 4 or 5 days, he has a special section dealing with Varnashrama because he was one of the committee members. The committee was put together for the purpose of bringing this out, and I personally, some years back, had inquired, as you're asking now, where are the other volumes? So from what I understand, this committee has compiled a lot of data, a lot of information, which is, at least to my knowledge, has not been put together as planned originally, and as we read a little while ago, in different volumes, each having specific subjects or titles. I had inquired actually from one of the committee members, and at that time the response that I had received was that the response to the first volume was not so much of interest at that time was shown, and I'm not sure if it was a collective decision on the committee. Normally we make a committee, and then of course the first volume did come out. So many things happened to individuals on committees, so I cannot say exactly why other volumes have not come out, but as devotees we should remain hopeful that possibly they will, and if anyone is hearing this who's connected with that committee, then it might be good to follow up with some of the known members of that original committee. I had encouraged one of those members to follow up, and for different reasons, most of them unknown to myself, at least so far, I've not seen. But it's something good to try and follow up. Especially if all of that material is just sitting there somewhere. But at first, at least, devotees should, if more devotees take interest in the first volume, then there will be more awareness of the fact that where are the other volumes, and the need, there will be a greater need expressed, and then possibly something concrete can come out and other volumes can be published. So we will close for now. Jai Granthrasman Bhagavatam Naki.
Jai.
Jai speaking about Varnashram Naki.
Jai.
Gaudapimanandi.